For the last 2 weeks, Moscow Ballet soloist Olga Aru has been teaching ballet masterclasses at studios in Gillette and Casper. She lives in Italy, but Aru was born in Ukraine, a disputed part of the country that's seen intense fighting. Her international touring has brought her close to conflict as well. She was performing in Cairo when the 2011 Egyptian Revolution erupted. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard sat down with her and asked her about her experiences.
I was there. I just started my season. It was my first season in Cairo National Opera House. And the life there was beautiful. I mean, it was so different from Europe, Northern Africa, different language, different culture. And I was really enjoying that time. And unfortunately, that revolution happened, and it was not possible to stay there any longer. But I was there, and I saw all these clashes. I was actually living on the Shahr el Tahrir, which was about 10-15 minutes walk to Maidan el Tahrir, where everything happened.
And that's Tahrir Square.
Tahrir Square, yeah. I'm very grateful to Egyptian people. They tried to protect us very much. And they helped us with food, with transportation, apartments, whatever they could. And I survived because of them.
Now you're from Donetsk.
I was born there, and I graduated in Kyiv. I moved to Kyiv, to the capital.
How did it feel to see the fighting break out in eastern Ukraine?
Well, you know, the only feeling that I have is, you know, we should all stay in peace, and people should not die. That's my point.
How does dancing influence your view of the world and interacting with all these different cultures?
Actually, it feels so unique that I'm able to see different cultures, to travel, to see how people live in different countries. Art makes us united. You know, art has no language. Dance, music, sculpture, painting. You shouldn't speak any language to understand it.
What do you try and teach to your students when you're teaching master classes like this?
Well, when I teach my master classes, first of all, I try to teach them to remember the combinations. And then going from there, their confidence, their stage presence, their attitude when they dance. They should try to perform, you know, not only do certain choreography that I'm teaching them to do.
There's a lot of unrest right now in the world, and I feel like you've obviously sort of thought about that a lot. So what do you think it means to have dance, even in times of war?
That's a great question, and it just made me think of the Second World War and how people were still performing. You know, Perm Ballet Theater, Bolshoi Ballet Theater, they've been evacuated and they've been performing in front of the soldiers. And I think that dance itself, it heals. So it has this beautiful ability to heal the soul, and same as soul, it can heal the body. I think in any time, in any country, it would bring its message of healing.
Olga Aru will return to Gillette and Casper in November to perform The Great Russian Nutcracker with the Moscow Ballet. The company has dedicated this year's North American tour to world peace, and instead of a land of sweets, the production will have a land of peace and harmony.